fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. You're listening to Fire on the Earth, and I want to continue today to talk about the theme of having a personal relationship with God in Christ. What does that mean? If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs Fire on the Earth are archived there. You can listen to the programs on what I shared so far this week about it, which included some of my own personal testimony and how this whole idea of knowing God in a more personal way, or as Pope John Paul II described it, coming into a fuller relationship with Christ, mankind's only Savior, that happens, he says, through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, how that was a transformative experience in my life and for my entire family, and it remains to this day, began when I was in late high school. But I want to continue to talk about that theme today because it's crucial for us to understand that it's meant for everybody. And it's not just a particular feeling. We're not seeking and pursuing a feeling. We're pursuing the truth. We're pursuing the truth about who God is and God's desire and the way God looks at us and the personal way with which he loves us and the personal way with which he has literally come to save us and the personal way that he wants us to experience his life as sons and daughters of God, to enter into his family. He's given us so much so that we can be fed and strengthened and drawn into that relationship with him. Before I continue, I just want to mention tonight on EWTN television at 10 p.m. is Crossing the Goal, our television show. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, I encourage you to give it a shot. If that time doesn't work for you, it'll be on again at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday and 6:30 a.m. on Monday morning. That's Eastern Standard Time. So you can adjust your schedule. And if none of those times work for you, you could also go to crossingthegoal.com. All the programs are archived there and they're easily accessible. I hope you find them encouraging. I think you will. So let me begin by reading a few more quotes from some of the recent papal documents. This is Pope Benedict XVI from Caritas in Veritate. He said, "Charity is at the heart of the church's social doctrine. Every responsibility and every commitment spelt out by that doctrine is derived from charity, which, according to the teaching of Jesus, is the synthesis of the entire law." What is the synthesis of the entire law? What's the sum of the? It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He said it gives real substance to the personal relationship with God and with neighbor. What it means to be in a personal relationship with God means that you've been drawn into, through repentance and baptism and grace, you've been drawn into a living relationship with God. And that relationship, when it's real, manifests itself in love, because it's God who is love who comes to us and awakens in us a desire to love our neighbor. Why? Because we begin to have the heart of God. Jesus begins to turn our hearts from the hardness of our hearts. He tenderizes our hearts. He softens our hearts. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5 that God pours his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And what Jesus desires to do is to conform us to him, to give us a new heart, to give us his own heart, which is love for God and love for neighbor. And it's from that love, Paul will say later, the love of Christ compels us to what? To evangelize, to preach the gospel. And that's the same love that moves us to help lead others into the relationship that we've begun to experience with God in Christ. Here's Pope Benedict XVI from Verbum Domini. That's a document on the Word of God. It says, "With the Synod Fathers, I express my heartfelt hope for a flowering of a new season of greater love for sacred scripture on the part of every member of the people of God, so that their prayerful and faith-filled reading of the Bible will, with time, deepen their personal relationship with Jesus." So it's important to see, for Catholics, this is not a term we need to be uncomfortable with. This is just a term that's very present in the teaching, the magisterium of the church, because it's communicating something that's just so fundamental. And it's something that we can miss. As I shared a little bit yesterday, my own story, I grew up in what was, I think, a typical Catholic family. We were regular churchgoers. There was faith there for sure. But it wasn't something that, speaking for myself, and I know conversations with my siblings over the years would say the same thing, that for a good part of our lives, we didn't know what it meant to know Christ personally. We didn't know what it meant to have that deeper, fuller relationship with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that was just so freeing and different. In our home, we just never really talked much about our faith. We didn't talk about God. We didn't talk about prayer. We didn't talk about what we felt like God was doing in our lives. It was just not part of our family culture, our family life. It was all very private. And I think if you'd have walked into the dinner table and sat at the dinner table with us randomly any given night when we were all still together living at home and said, "What's God saying to you? What's happening in your life? What's God doing in your life?" I'm not sure any of us, maybe my mother, could have shared what that meant to give some kind of concrete response to it. And so because it wasn't yet internalized and awakened. And again, you see here Pope Benedict, as I read over the last few days, the Pope's underlining again and again that a key source for entering into that personal relationship with Christ more deeply is the Word of God, is the daily meditation and chewing on the Word of God and internalizing the words of Jesus and the apostles and allowing that Word, which has power because it's breathed by the Spirit, has a power to change and transform our lives and to give us the heart and give us knowledge. It'll enlighten us. It'll help us to see who the Lord is. And as we get to see Him and know Him, we'll fall more fully in love with Him. And that's a gift. It's God's grace that He wants to give to every single person on the face of the earth. Again, from Verbum Domini. In other words, the more we grow in our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, the more we realize that He's calling us to holiness in and through the definitive choices by which we respond to His love in our lives, taking up tasks and ministries which help to build up the church. So really an authenticating sign of a personal relationship with Christ is it leading you into the body? Is it leading you to serve your brothers and sisters? Is it leading you to engage the mission of the church? Is it leading you to pursue holiness and to radically turn away from sin? That's what living with Jesus does over time. None of us are perfect. It's a lifelong journey, that journey of holiness and that journey of mission. But those are two authenticating signs of what it means really to be in a personal relationship with the Lord. This is from Deus Caritas Est, from Pope Benedict XVI. A personal relationship with God and an abandonment to His will can prevent man from being demeaned and save him from falling prey to the teaching of fanaticism and terrorism that we see so much in the world today. Again, we just see how much the awareness of the popes is that a personal relationship with Jesus, with God and Christ, is part of the normal Christian life. It's not some exceptional thing. It's exceptional in its beauty and power and reality, but it's not just for a certain set of people. It's for all men and women are called to communion with God in Christ. Sometimes you may have family members or friends who at one time were Catholic and are now part of maybe a vibrant evangelical church or something, and they say, you know, one of the reasons I'm in this church is because I've come to know Christ personally in my life. As a Catholic, I never knew that. And some of them falsely somehow believe that the Catholic Church doesn't believe in it or doesn't teach it or something like that, and you have to go outside the Catholic Church to find it. That certainly isn't the case. I mean, it certainly isn't true. But it is true that for so many, as was my own experience growing up for a period of time, it just was not on our radar. It was not an expectation. It was not something that we anticipated what it meant like to live for the Lord. And I want to just read to you something I wrote in an article not too long ago responding to somebody, a scholar who was talking about whether using the phrase personal relationship is a good thing to do or not for Catholics. And this is just part of how I responded to it. I said, to say that I have a personal relationship with Jesus is simply to say that I know with deep personal conviction that God knows me and He loves me. I know it because while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. He poured His love into my heart through the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 5, 5. Through the Holy Spirit, I have seen what God has prepared for me in Christ Jesus. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. I have come to understand the gifts bestowed on me by God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. By His mercy, I have, quote, tasted the heavenly gift, the goodness of the Word of God, and the powers of the age to come. That's Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. I know Him in whom I have believed. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I haven't come to know Him apart from the Catholic Church or despite the Catholic Church, but I've come to know him within the Catholic Church. The Jesus I know personally is the Jesus of the Bible, of the Catechism, the Jesus I meet in the sacraments and in my neighbor. It is the Jesus who has made himself known to me not simply with plausible words of wisdom, but by a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. He did that for me so that my faith would not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. And it is that faith, which by his grace is near to me, on my lips and in my heart, enabling me to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, not only Lord of all, but my Lord and my Savior. The heart of that line came from Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 13. He has done all of this for me, a sinner, a wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked sinner. That's Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. A foolish and weak man, 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 27, who apart from Christ lived without hope in the world. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. This great mercy has come to me by grace, not by my own doing. It is the gift of God. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. And now I gladly boast of my weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. I believe and so I speak. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. What I say is simple. I know Jesus Christ in a personal way. I have a relationship with him. He's my Lord, my Savior, and my best friend. Do you know him in this way? Would you like to know him? You can. He's right here, right now, with you, right where you are. He's standing at the door of your heart, knocking. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Will you let him in? It's a very powerful word of Scripture. Revelation chapter 20. Yea, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. And he's knocking. And he's asking, will you let him in? It's a door that has a handle only on the inside. Only you can open that door. Jesus respects your freedom. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to give you all that is his. He wants you to share in his victory over sin and death. He wants you to come into a real lived experience of what it means to be a son and a daughter or a daughter of God, to be a part of the family of God, to begin even in this world, to begin to experience new freedom, new power, and a new capacity to live a new way of life. A life that's conformed to Jesus. A life where he, in his power and his mercy, begins to set us apart. That is, to make us holy. He begins to change and transform us, and he's preparing us in this world for the life of the kingdom to come. He's getting us ready to go home to the Father. Without the holiness that he's working in us, we can't see God. I mean, Scripture says no man can see God who's not in a condition, a place of holiness. And I can't produce that in myself, and neither can you. It's the work of Christ. It's the work of the sacraments he's given us and the power of the Word of God and the fellowship and the communion with the saints and engaging directly in his mission and ministry that Jesus will lead all of us if we let him. And in that process, we'll know him more personally, and it will transform our lives. God bless you. Have a great day. Hope you can tune in tomorrow.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.